All right! Here! Can you get a grip on the pole? Use the nubs!
I think I can. I got it! Got it! Grab hold of me!
Gotcha! Oh, hell. I'm getting sick to my stomach.
Hang on. I'm moving up the pole, and then you can catch hold of it.
All right.
If I can just... Got it!
Don't do this. This is wrong. Don't do this.
You can't keep running. Grab hold of the pole.
I won't. I won't touch it.
Gotcha.
Let me go. Stop it.
I've got your other hand. You hold on to her. All right.
Let me go.
No, I'm saving your goddamn life.
I do not choose this. I do not choose this.
If you won't hold on to the pole, hold on to me then. Just wrap your arms around me and hold on.
God damn it. God damn it. All right.
I'm letting go of your arm. Have you got a good grip now?
I'm holding on.
We're moving upward. This thing is screwing itself right out of the earth.
Oh my God. Look at the ground. It's 100 feet down.
Oh, wow. It's spinning in the opposite direction. Oh, God.
Don't look down. I'm holding on to you. Don't look down.
Good idea.
It's really hard to keep a grip.
There's something up there. Above me.
Where?
Above us all.
What is it?
I can't tell. I can't.
I can't hold on. I had a feeling.
Oh, no. She lost her grip. She lost her grip on me. Do you hear it? Do you hear that?
What is it? What do you hear?
It's different. It's calling. It's calling out. Oh, I have to get higher. Oh, now I can see. So beautiful. It's so beautiful. Oh, my.
What do you see? What does he see?
I don't know. He's above me. I can't tell.
Oh, no.
What the hell is it?
Let go.
What?
We have to let go.
Why?
Well, there isn't any end. There isn't any end unless we let go. We have to let go.
No, don't do it.
I can't stop him. I can't. Goodbye. Goodbye. Let go.
What did he see? What was it that made him let go?
I don't know. I can't see a thing.
Are you sure? He's not above you anymore?
I told you, I can't see a goddamn thing.
It had to be something.
All I can see is more of this goddamn pole.
Do you hear that? Let me see. What are you talking about? You can't get around me.
I hear it. The calling. It's calling out just like he said. Just like he said.
You obviously can't appreciate this. You have to let somebody more perceptive take a look.
I'm not an idiot.
I have a science background.
You're the idiot.
Will you just let me see? God damn it.
You let go of my leg.
Get out of the way.
Let go of my leg.
No.
Let go.
All right. Damn it. Let me up. Please let me.
I won't. I won't let you pull me off. I won't. Won't.
What do you hear?
I can almost see it.
Almost see what?
Something. I can almost... A little farther, it's calling. I can almost see...
Let me pass. For God's sake, let me go higher.
No, no, no. I will not let you pull me off this goddamn pole. I'm holding on.
Ow.
But why can't I hear what you're hearing? Why can't I see anything above me? What? What's happening?
No! Oh, God, no! I didn't see, and I can't hear it anymore.
What did you hear? Tell me.
It's slowing down. It's stopping.
Yes.
Oh, thank God, slowing.
You bastard. I was almost there. I could almost see.
Almost see? What?
Around the edge.
What are you talking about?
The edge of everything. Around the edge of everything. Damn. If I had only gotten a little higher.
You would have goddamn killed me if you had gotten higher. And didn't you see what happened to the guy who saw whatever it was? He let go. He let go of the pole. We would both be dead.
Maybe I could have held on.
Well, that doesn't help me very much, does it? Oh, man, the pole's getting slower. Definitely slower. We better go down. We better go down.
Sure. Down. Yeah, that's the only way left to go. All right.
You have to go first.
Oh, all right. Well, I might as well go on down as quickly as possible.
Okay, I've got a grip.
Be careful.
Careful?
Of what?
I don't know. Splinters or something?
Splinters?
Splinters? God, I was so close, and you held me back.
Will you keep climbing down? I'm following you. I'm right above you.
I see you. Don't worry.
I don't see anything out of the ordinary now. Okay, here I go.
Right behind you.
You know, this thing is pretty easy to climb on. Excellent handholds overall.
Yikes! My hand is slipping!
Grab my foot! Grab my foot!
No way!
Grab my ankle! I've got a good hold!
Okay! I got it!
I ought to pull you off for not letting me pass you.
Please don't joke about that.
All right. Well, thanks. I'm going on down now.
It's not my fault, you know.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't that I didn't want you to pass me. It's just that you were about to pull me off the pole.
Yep. Nobody's fault. Nobody to blame.
You talk like you don't really believe that.
No, what the hell does it matter what I talk like?
Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, here we are, back near the ground.
Yeah, I see it. Right behind you, above you, I mean, whatever.
Oh, no.
Oh, what the hell?
It's the guy who let go. He didn't survive the fall.
It really is him. Oh, man. He fell into that bush. You okay getting down there?
Yeah, I can manage. I can manage. I can manage. Man, it's just fine. What about you?
I'm okay. Oh, man. Oh, man. The still, still ground. I never knew how still it was before. Very still.
Let's go see about that guy who fell.
Yeah, okay. It looks like, should we touch him?
Let me just... Oh, God. He kept his shape, but he's... all jelly inside. Jelly with his skin.
He landed in the what did you call it? The
creosote.
In the creosote bush.
No, I think he hit the ground somewhere else. I think he bounced into the bush.
Oh, man. Oh, you're right. There's a smear over here where he hit the first time.
Ugh. He bounced into the creosote bush.
Ugh, definitely.
Yeah, are you okay there?
Yeah.
This guy's eyes are wide open. Do you think they stayed open all the way down?
I don't know. Maybe that's what happens when you hit.
Your eyes pop open?
Well, I personally don't have much of a basis for comparison.
He let go on purpose.
I know.
You probably would have let go, too. I probably saved your life.
Maybe I saved yours. You might have let go.
Yeah, well, I guess that's how we should look at it.
Damn straight.
What about the woman?
Who?
You know, the feminist, the hippie type.
Well, she must be around here.
I don't see her. Where do you think she could have fallen?
Could be anywhere.
Yeah. We were spinning like crazy when she came loose.
We were spinning. She was thrown, you know, thrown somewhere.
Thrown free.
You kind of liked her, didn't you?
Yeah. She didn't like me.
Well, she couldn't tell if you were patronizing her or not.
Well, of course I was. I mean, she obviously made up her mind about everything already. That doesn't mean I wanted her to fall.
You kind of liked her.
Yeah, she was pretty. You know, in a hippie kind of way.
Strident.
Yeah, she spoke her mind. I respect that.
You liked her?
Yeah, all right. What I knew of her, I liked.
Me too.
Maybe she was thrown free.
Not a pretty sight.
Julie.
His neck curled under his back.
You shouldn't be seeing this.
Oh, like a chicken with its head cut off.
I'm sorry, Julie.
You saved my life.
No, I didn't really.
Why?
Why what?
Why did you do it?
I felt a responsibility for you. You didn't know what you were doing at the time.
And he did.
I assume so.
You did.
That's debatable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my.
The doors are open.
Hey!
The doors, they just...
opened.
The elevator doors just opened. We're coming out.
Who are you? What the hell is this? What were you doing inside the pole?
I'm a cat. I'm a cat eating a black canary.
What the hell are you talking about? How in God's name could there be an elevator inside the goddamn pole?
A pole? Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, don't mind Jolene. She's just a little... well, we've had a hard time of it recently.
Nothing but air above and air below.
We've been trapped in that elevator for days. One of us didn't make it. Oh, man, we didn't know we were in this pole or whatever it is. We were going down into a cave to see a famous waterfall. Maybe we got rerouted.
A cave under the ground?
Yes, a big cave.
Oh, yeah? What was the waterfall called?
Something falls. I can't remember those silly tourist names. Look, can you help me pull this guy out?
Oh, God. He really is dead.
He was flying.
We were in free fall. We could float. Then we suddenly stopped. He fell from the ceiling. He broke his neck.
Like a wooden match.
Wow.
So can you help me with this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll get his arms if you'll just...
yeah, I've got this leg. Want to get the other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Set him down. Here, I get... can one of you just get his head there? It's kind of folding under his back.
Ugh. I got the legs.
Okay. I've got his head. Oh, man, his neck is like taffy.
Yeah, let's... set him down, okay?
Okay.
Oh. Where are we, anyway?
Well, there was this pole, and we... that is, this guy and me and others, we... well, there was a man, and there was a woman.
She was thrown free.
Oh, my God. Is that guy in the little tree?
It's a creosote bush.
Is he?
He's dead.
He fell.
From as high as you can fall?
Basically. Look, I'm sorry about everything, but you have no idea how glad I am to be out of that damn elevator.
Guess you can get pretty cooped up in those things, huh?
Oh, they're smaller on the inside than the outside.
What's that?
Elevators.
Anyway, say, what time of day is it, anyway?
Hard to say, no shadows.
You're right. That's weird.
Tell us about it.
Listen, I don't want to seem callous or anything, but does that elevator still work?
They feed you.
We were fed, that's true. But the mechanism, it isn't to be trusted. It killed one of us.
We were fed a great deal of chicken.
Is she all right?
She's in and out of it.
Oh, I see.
Shh! Nobody say anything. I can hear something.
You can what?
I can hear something. Listening.
So is she in or out of it?
Hell, man, I don't know. Maybe both.
What's her name again?
Jolene.
Jolene. How can you hear something listening? And what's it listening for?
Uh-oh. It heard.
Heard what?
Us.
Oh, God. Oh, God, not again.
The ground's starting to turn again.
What's going on?
You have to walk to be able to stay in the same place. See, follow me.
All right.
And then the pole starts turning.
We can't know that it will happen the same way again. No, something is different.
Like hell it is. This is happening just like it did before. Let's go inside.
Inside what?
Inside that elevator or whatever it is.
You don't want to go in there. You really don't want to go in there. Come on, Jolene, walk with us.
I think I'll sit and spin for a while.
You have no idea what it's like out here. It's a place without mercy. Let's get inside the elevator. Oh, come on. I don't want to be the only one. All right, I'm not leaving you all here. I guess we're all in this together. More goddamn walking around in circles or on a circle or whatever.
Shh! Listen.
What?
All I can hear is myself breathing.
It's high-pitched, almost pretty. I heard it when I climbed the pole, when we got high enough.
You climbed that thing?
The ground was spinning like a top. Much faster than it is now. We didn't have any choice.
He heard it too, before he let go, the guy who fell. It's the same sound now.
You're not going to climb the pole again. Please don't tell me you're going to do that when we have this perfectly good elevator.
I really wouldn't trust that elevator.
I think I understand.
He understands. He understands. He gets it. He gets it.
It's one-sided. A Mobius strip. The whole world gets a twist, and we're back where we started from.
Can we please get into the elevator and leave this place?
Everything is small. You think everything gets bent.
It makes sense. It makes sense, you know. Saves wear and tear on the machinery. All surfaces are equally exposed.
All surfaces? Exposed to what?
To the elements.
Let's get the hell into that elevator.
I'm right behind you.
I'm telling you, the elevator isn't to be trusted.
Mister, did you hear what he just said? You'll be completely exposed.
I'll just walk along beside you until you leave.
A man died out here. A woman is missing.
A man broke his neck in that goddamn elevator.
Let him stay. Let them both stay. Let's close the door and get the hell out of here.
No. I nearly killed one person today. I'm not just going to stand by and watch these people go through what we did without warning them.
Oh, hell. Listen to the guy, will you, so we can get out of this place? The only thing you're going to see if you climb up that pole is up your own asses.
I'm holding the door. Please come inside.
Come on, Jolene. I guess we'd better listen to what they say and go back inside the elevator.
No, I am finally awake now. I won't do it. I won't. I'll get up and walk along with you, though, to see you off. There. It's much easier to understand, but not nearly as much fun.
Jolene, you heard what he said about this place. How brutal he told us it was. Listen to it. The whole world's turning. Where could we live? Where could we go?
Nowhere.
Jolene, it's obviously harsh as hell out here. I'm just not suited for this. Maybe I belong inside, someplace with walls around me. Even if I am suspended over... Well, at least with the floor, I don't have to look down.
There never was anything under us.
No. I always knew that, but it's different when you can see. Oh, I'm getting dizzy. I need to go with him. I need to get back inside that elevator.
It's spinning faster. We've seen this before. Please come to the elevator. We're getting out of here. I strongly advise both of you to come with us.
Please come with us. I don't have the balance for this place. I really don't think I have any choice.
No, it's the opposite of that.
The opposite?
All we ever do is choose.
Well, I'm choosing to get back into the elevator.
Goodbye. And thanks for all the chicken.
But the chicken just came, Jolene.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that. Remember what he said about the Mobius strip.
That the inside is the same as the outside?
You got that right.
I'm really leaving, Jolene.
I know you are. What, you think I'm crazy or something?
Come on. We've got to get out of here.
Look, we're not holding this door any longer.
Jolene's not coming. But wait for me. Wait for me.
She's not coming?
God help me, I couldn't convince her.
Jolene!
You better go now.
I know. Jolene, hold on to the pole.
What?
Hold on to the pole and climb up it.
It's amazing up there, like nothing else.
Listen to them, Jolene.
Just hang on when you get there. It's amazing, but you have to hang on.
Get away from those dead people, Jolene. Climb the pole. Oh, God. Close the door. Oh, God. I'll miss you, Jolene.
I'll miss you, too. But anything's better than that damn elevator.
Jolene.
For me, anything is better.
Press the button.
Up or down?
Down.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
I'm pressing them all. I'm pressing them all. Are we moving? Are we moving up?
We're moving.
Oh, God, I know this. I know this feeling. Now we're not moving at all. Damn, we're not moving.
At least we're safe.
For the moment.
Oh, God, not again.
Hello? Hello down there? Can you hear me? There was concern that you were too far down to
here. Yeah, we're here. We're much farther down the shaft, but we're still here. Hey, you're somebody else.
What?
You're a different person.
Yeah,
to inform you that the lubricant has penetrated the mechanism. The lubricant has penetrated the mechanism, but the mechanism has jammed.
Yeah, we know. We fell hundreds of feet. One of us died.
Sorry to hear that.
It's true. He's not here anymore, but it's true.
Anyway, like I said, the lubricant has penetrated the mechanism, but the mechanism has jammed.
What does that mean exactly? Is there anything we can do?
Nothing. Hang in there.
You sound awfully familiar.
Well, I'm not. I'm somebody else. Are you the crazy one?
What? The crazy one?
I was told there was somebody crazy down there.
Well, it's not me. You're right. It sounds just like that woman.
There was a man before.
The woman from outside, from the pole. Hey! Hey, you're the woman who was thrown off the pole, aren't ya? Aren't ya?
Take it easy down there. We're doing all we can.
This is ridiculous. You know us. We know you. Your voice is totally familiar. Don't tell me you don't recognize my voice.
Don't get yourself worked up. Listen, it would really help if I knew which one of you to trust and which one was waiting out.
She's talking about Jolene.
You're talking about Jolene!
Who?
Jolene! She isn't here anymore. She isn't... Oh, never mind!
I'm supposed to inform you that the chicken is running low.
What?
No chicken will be available.
So?
Please stay calm.
Calm?
As soon as the storm passes, we'll start working on a chicken substitute.
What storm? There's no storm in the elevator.
Here. A storm up here. As soon as the current storm passes, we'll start working on a chicken substitute.
A chicken substitute? A chicken substitute!
God, I hate chicken. I just hate it. I'll eat anything but chicken.
Please stay calm. A chicken substitute is under consideration.
What is it with you and chicken? Have you always hated chicken?
You have to understand. It's all I've eaten for days.
So you must like it.
No, I had no choice. You know, I don't have to do it now, but I'm eventually going to have to take a piss.
Well, surely they'll have us out of here before then.
I wouldn't count on it.
Well, maybe we better work out a system just in case.
A system? All you have to do is climb up on the roof and piss into the crack. There is no system. Again. All over again and again and again. Piss into the crack!
Don't get so upset. I was just saying that there's got to be something, a way of doing things efficiently, or I don't know, there's got to be some kind of method
to the madness.
Listen, guy, you don't want to end up like that Jolene friend of yours, do you? I mean, you did choose to be here.
The floor isn't working.
The floor's right under your feet.
And under that?
The elevator shaft, I guess.
Before, I thought it had a bottom.
What do you mean?
What was that thing you were talking about?
A Mobius strip?
There's something else like that. I remember something else like that. A container that's both the inside of itself and the outside of itself at the same time.
Ah, a Klein's bottle. It's called a Klein's bottle. It's like a Mobius strip, but it's this bottle with a twist in the fourth dimension.
There's no way to draw a picture of it in three dimensions. You just have to imagine it. A bottomless shaft. A bottomless shaft inside a Mobius strip that twists and turns forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Amen. Oh, man, you stop with the theoretical baloney. You're only driving yourselves crazy. We can't know. We cannot know one way or the other. One thing I do know, though, I know this is not a good scenario for flipping out. Both of you have got to hold yourselves together. I cannot handle this by myself. I just cannot.
Calm down. Everything will be fine. We're just passing the time.
A little conversation.
We're not going anywhere.
We're stuck in an elevator. Cut it out, guys. I mean it.
Hey.
What? Did the solvent work? Are we getting out?
No. Listen. I thought in case I don't get back soon, or ever, here's the
chicken, but...
Stand by, and I'll drop the chicken.
You specifically said there wasn't any chicken.
Not after this drop.
You said a chicken substitute was being sought after.
Yes, I did say that. Please remain calm. We're doing what we can here. Questioning everything isn't very helpful. I can't know which one of you is extremely disturbed by chicken, so I'm just gonna have to be careful what I say to all of you.
But we're not who you think we are. At least the other two aren't.
So you're the crazy one?
No!
Then you're not who I think you are either?
You don't like ham sandwiches.
Well...
Aha! You don't, do you? You don't like ham sandwiches!
That's true, but...
We've met before. We have. We've met before.
Like I said, remain calm. Like I said.
That is absolutely her voice, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Hey, hello?
I'm pretty sure, man.
But why doesn't she recognize our voices?
She's probably mad at me.
She's probably mad at both of us.
Oh, I wish I hadn't been so patronizing now.
She was pretty condescending herself.
Please. Please, just don't answer her.
Jolene was right. Jolene wasn't crazy at all.
What do you mean? Right about what?
Don't say anything. Not a word. But why not? It only encourages them.
Okay? Okay?
Encourages them to do what?
Don't panic. Do not panic. Stand by.
Encourages them to feed us.